South Africa council workers went on strike today to press for salary increases in a move expected to cripple public services nationwide. The strike by public transport workers and licensing officers, among others, comes in the wake of days of violent township protests against poor service delivery and unemployment. Municipal workers' unions want a 15% wage hike to cushion their members as the country grapples with its first economic recession in 17 years. We spoke to Gunter Simmermaker, the editor of the Southern African Catholic Weekly, The Southern Cross. He says the recession is hitting the country hard, especially the poor.
Well, the recession is probably the main cause. It is hitting the poorest the hardest, especially, as I say, in terms of unemployment. It is said that 200,000 jobs have been lost alone this year. And there's also frustration that 15 years after the first fully democratic elections, which brought the ANC and Nelson Mandela to power, poverty has in fact increased, even though progress has been made in providing houses and electricity to many places. But a million families in South Africa are said to be living in abject poverty, with no access to water, no access to heating, no access to proper sanitary facilities. And that's where the frustrations come from.